Judas Priest, you've got another thing coming on 98.3 The Snag. We are the classic rock station. Hanging out in the studio with me, a comedian you can see tonight, Paul Kelly. He's going to be performing tonight over at Canyon Crest, 8:30 p.m. Doors open at 7:30. How the heck are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I've been up since 5 o'clock, and it's great.
Well, you're doing way better than I am. Okay, very good. Wow. So have you ever been to the Twin Falls
this
area?
This is the first time to Twin Falls. It's incredibly beautiful here. I can see why people come and then don't go away.
Well, have you seen the canyon yet?
I have overlooked the canyon. It was kind of weird. I went to Old Navy to get a shirt.
Okay.
And I walked out and went, what the heck is that?
Yeah, it's quite holy.
Where did the land go? I walked around and I didn't fall.
That's good. So, you're still here.
So I've got two falls left, I guess.
Well, you know,
Didn't see any falls.
Well, I can point you in the
Where
right
are the
direction.
Falls of the Twin Falls?
Kind of, you gotta go the opposite direction. You could just jump down into the canyon.
Yes.
And then just swim until you find them.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds pretty dangerous.
Yeah,
so.
It sounds.
But we can, there's Twin Falls, and then Shoshone Falls.
Shoshone Falls.
Both beautiful.
Both beautiful.
You should definitely check it out.
Shouldn't it be three falls?
Probably.
Triplet falls?
Probably.
We're in Triplet Falls, Idaho.
It didn't ring as well.
It didn't ring
as
well, yeah. And do the falls look alike? The Twin Falls?
It looks like one big one. So, yeah.
Huh? So, really, the Twin Falls is just one fall? They said it was.
Pretty much.
Well, nobody's going to come to one fall. only child fall.
Yeah, no one's going to visit this. So, yeah. It's all about the marketing, really.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, really, yeah.
Never thought of it that way.
And I haven't seen any potatoes yet. Where are the potatoes? And I said, where are the potatoes? Somebody said, oh, we're dairy. We're a big dairy here.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
True,
okay,
but
yeah.
We got some potatoes too.
Yeah. And it's funny, everywhere you go, every town I've ever been to, they have something that's unique to their town that they're proud of.
Right.
And so far I've been told that you have the longest self-serve car wash in the world here. And that
wow.
is so exciting to know. And I wish I had my own car because I would rent it.
But you can borrow mine.
I'm not gonna wash the rental car. To be honest with you, there's just no percentage in that.
Right.
You know, wow. I mean, if I got a discount when I came back, ooh, you brought our car back clean. That's worth $10. Well, then I would do it.
Right.
You know.
And
or if when you got done with the car wash, they gave you a certificate that said you just went through the longest self-service car wash in the world.
Yeah. So you're saying tonight we're really going to feel proud
you
about
should
Twin
feel
Falls.
Proud. You should feel proud about Twin Falls. And now I'm told that the largest yogurt factory in the world is going to open up here.
Heck yeah.
So unbelievable. You know, now I don't eat yogurt myself, so I'm not personally affected. But but millions of people around the world are looking here to Twin Falls. Send us some yogurt, please.
Send us your yogurt.
We need culture.
With every package of yogurt, maybe we'll throw in a potato or something.
Oh, man.
You know?
Potato yogurt. Now there's a concept. How about some potato yogurt?
I'd probably try it. Yeah. You could throw some bacon in it.
Or in chives.
Right.
You know, a lot of people now are using the yogurt instead of sour cream on the baked potato.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's a personal choice. Again, you know, I'm not for or against. I'm just saying this is what's going on in the world.
Wow, it's pretty
in the world.
It's pretty dramatic. Okay. So tonight,
follow that one, Kendra.
I don't know if I can. Speaking of that, can people? I mean, is this? This obviously isn't your first rodeo. I mean,
no.
Have you been all over the world before?
I have been in every state but two. I haven't been
wow.
in Maine,
okay.
And I haven't been in Hawaii. Maine because nobody's ever called, and Hawaii because you can't drive there.
So where are you from originally?
Chicago. I born and raised in Chicago, and I've lived a few other places. Mm-hmm. After I got married, we were living down in Florida, which was great, except I started wondering, where am I going to go when I retire? and travel.
Marty here.
So right after our first child was born, we decided to move back up to Chicago. My wife had never been in, my wife's a Southerner, mm-hmm. From North Carolina. And we moved back to my old neighborhood in Chicago. So I got to raise my kids in the neighborhood that I grew up in. I kind of like that. Chicago's a great place.
Good hot dogs, right?
Great hot dog. Great beef sandwich. The best pizza in the world.
I just want to eat my way through Chicago.
Yeah.
All carbs. Nothing but carbs. Awesome. Okay, yeah. So...
Get the grill going. Kendra's on the way.
Heck yeah, I've been craving hot dogs like no other, so...
Yeah.
They're so good.
That's your big crave right now?
Oh, heck yeah. Hot dogs and orange soda.
Oh,
very healthy.
Yeah.
No potatoes, no yogurt. Sorry, Idaho. So can people, you got a website? Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook. I lost control of my website.
Okay.
Someone, when it came up, when the domain name came up for renewal.
Right.
Somebody cut me out. Somebody snatched it out. Now, it wasn't under Paul Kelly. It was under itsfunny.biz. You can view and see what my website looked like a year ago,
right.
A year and a half ago. There wasn't much on it, to be honest with you.
Like the honesty.
I don't care about that stuff. I'm on Facebook because I'm fascinated by other people's poor lives. I don't put much on Facebook, but you get these Facebook friends, you don't even know them. Being a comedian, I'll go to town and then people say, "Are you on Facebook?" Yeah, and they'll friend me, and I'll say yes. I don't say no unless it's an obvious a scam or something.
Creeper, yeah.
And I've got a woman. I had a woman on Facebook, a woman Facebook friend who I don't know. I don't know her. I've never met her. She's a middle aged. She's like 45, 50 years old, single, looking for love. Okay, in all the wrong places,
sad.
Apparently.
Okay.
And it's sad. And she's one of these people who leaves nothing on, there's no mystery here.
Right.
No mystery.
It's all out there.
It's all out there. And she can't understand. She can't understand why she meets these guys. Why doesn't it work? Well, one of the reasons it doesn't work, sweetheart, is that I know about it. I, who only knows you because you're a Facebook friend, 10 minutes after the date's over, I know how many hairies he has on his chest. I don't need to know this stuff. Maybe hold back a little bit, sweetheart. But I'm fascinated.
It's like a you can't look away. Yeah. It's a train wreck. So I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Facebook.
And occasionally, my real friends. Here's the greatest thing about Facebook. It gives you an opportunity to act like you're connected to friends you used to have who you're no longer friends with anymore and really don't want to really talk to or anything to do with. But you can be Facebook friends and act like you're still connected.
It's okay. Smooths everything
Even
out.
Though if you showed up at my house, I'd punch you in the nose. We're still buddies, buddy.
Yeah. Exactly. Well said, sir. Right. Check him out tonight, actually, over at Canyon Crest. Doors open at 7:30. The comedy show actually starts tonight, 8:30 p.m. Paul Kelly, check him out. And first time in Idaho, right?
Not my first time in Idaho.
My first time in Twin Falls.
Yes.
All right. Well, show him a good time. Maybe don't overshare too much on Facebook or do.
No, please do. Please do. Because I'd be very lonely without it.
Because, let's be honest. We all, that's why we're all on Facebook.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
to see our grandkid pictures and to judge other people. All right, Paul, that's it for me. And want to include anything else?
Just what a wonderful time I've had today so far.
Notice how he says so far. Awesome. All right, check him out tonight, 8:30 p.m. Doors open at 7:30 over at Canyon Crest. And you can always grab some grub beforehand. It's 98.3 The Snake. Thank you so much, Paul.